Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm broadcasting live from Cleveland, Ohio, beautiful downtown Cleveland, Ohio, right on Lake Erie, and been here many times. I've done my show here many times, and one of the things, as you know, folks, I love to do is to travel around the country and speak to people who are small business owners or helping small business owners. And nobody does that better than Chambers of Commerce. And you know how I feel about Chambers of Commerce. How many times have I said to you, you need to be a member of your chamber? Well, I'm up here in the middle of one right now. The Council of Small Enterprises, COSE, is the acronym. COSE.org is the website. It's being run by a great friend of mine and a friend of yours, too, whether you know it or not. Steve Millard is the president of this organization, and he's doing a great job. A very unique chamber. And I'm actually his guest here in his building, and I want to bring him in here and talk. We're going to talk about a couple of different things. Steve Millard, thanks for having me here.
Thanks, Jim. Good morning.
Good to have you on the show. Thanks for hosting me. It's always a pleasure. It's good to see you again.
Well, you too. I love being part of your conversation sort of on behalf of small business. You are all about helping us out.
I appreciate that. Hey, Steve, we all know that Obamacare is in our future. It's in our windshield, right?
Correct.
And it's going to change the way everybody thinks about, deals about, accesses, pays for, receives health care. And we have all these different directions that people get health care from, their employer, private pay, et cetera, et cetera. Chambers of Commerce have been doing a lot over the years to aggregate their members and provide health care themselves. It's going to change that world, too. Nobody's done that more and more effectively than you here at COSE. How's it going to change your world?
You know, Jim, when we got into the space of helping small business with health care almost 40 years ago, I mean, think about the market then. It was inefficient. Nobody wanted to sell to small business. Small business being discriminated against. They weren't getting good deals. They were being dropped if they had a claim. And I think what we've seen over the last 40 years is a market developed that's real. And over time, Chambers' roles have moved from making the group purchasing happen to advocating for changes in rules. And right now, a lot of the organizations that sort of involved in this are looking, okay, how does this change the game? One of the things that the PPACA does is really change the way in which you can price insurance. So the advantages of being part of these groups is going to change a lot. And as Chambers, we're again in maybe what I think is our fifth generation now of our role in a health insurance provision, which is going to be about educating, outreach, helping them figure out, like it or not, how to manage in a new environment that will exist.
So it's not clear. Are you saying that it's not clear yet what kind of a business role you'll have with your members with healthcare, but there's no reason why you're still going to stay with the members and help them make the transition?
Sure. I got 35 chamber execs in here this week talking about healthcare and their healthcare programs, and our common theme is we know the landscape is changing. How do we help our members through this? How do we do what we do? Assist, advise, support, advocate. How do we do those things in the new era of healthcare? It's different than the old era, but there's still a role to play because most employers are wholly unaware of how this is going to affect them.
Exactly. Well, that's exactly right. And one of the things we're learning is that even though there's a lot that we don't know, there is a lot that we do know. And there are things that small companies can be doing to get ready, if nothing more than educating themselves, right?
That's right.
And they don't need to wait until December 29th. Before this thing lands on them on January 1st of next year, they don't need to wait till the last minute to get ready for it.
That's exactly right. And the thing I would tell you is if you're not talking to your health insurance broker or representative about this right now, you should be. If they're not talking to you about it, you should be looking for
another one.
Exactly. And so I think that one of the things that small businesses can do right away is think about when their renewal is. If you get a renewal done before the end of this year, you won't have to comply with health care reform regulations until the end of next year.
Say that again. Ladies and gentlemen, this is going to be on the test. Go ahead.
So if you get a renewal done or get new health insurance in place sometime in 2013, it'll be based on the 2013 rules. healthcare reform rules and compliance goes into effect in 2014. So you'll effectively have an additional year.
So it won't null and void past contracts, at least for the year.
No, it will not. You won't have to restart on January 1.
So if I renew in November, I don't have to comply with Obamacare.
You got until next November.
Till next November.
Correct.
Folks, that's I'm not going to say that's breaking news. It's breaking news on this show.
It's a big deal. And I think that a lot of folks, so what that's being called right now in the industry is an off-cycle renewal. And there's a lot of questions whether it's going to be allowed.
Stand by. Off-cycle renewal, folks. Write that down. That's going to be on the test, too.
Now, here's the drawback, Jim. If you've got health issues and you have a better rate than you should have right now, you're going to get rewritten. So your rate might go up. But we expect that the exchanges, when they go into place, will see pretty significant rate increases. So you still probably be better off the sooner this year that you get a renewal done.
Your guys and my guys are already seeing rate increases.
Oh, absolutely.
The insurance companies, and I predicted this. I wrote this in one of my predictions a year ago. Last year I said, get ready for increases that you won't understand because companies are stepping you up. They're having to prepare for the guaranteed insurability, for the squeezing of the pricing structure with between the different folks. They're going to have to prepare for that. And if they don't, and plus the fact that if they don't, you're going to go from level one to level five overnight. They don't want that to happen.
I mean, the modeling that I'm seeing right now is telling me that you're probably looking next year at renewals in the 39-49% range.
Yep.
I think for this year, we're seeing trend in the low single digits for low double digits for small business. So
this is like it was 10 years ago, isn't it?
Yeah.
Back up to double digit increases, But I think a lot of them are already seeing that. But, you know, and young people are going to get hit hardest, aren't they?
Well, right. The big thing here is to make sure everybody pays. In Ohio, the highest cost insurance for a group to the lowest cost is a 17-to-1 differential.
Yeah.
Obamacare takes that to a 3-to-1 differential.
Wow.
So what that means is because most people are healthy, all those healthy folks with low rates, they're going to pay a bit more, a lot more, and all those folks with the high rates are going to pay a bit less to level it out.
Right, and yeah, exactly. Okay, Stephen, the time we have left in this segment, tell the audience again what COSI is going to do, not only to help your people, but you're a thought leader, you're a national thought leader, and what are you doing to help other chambers?
We're really talking with them about how do you educate and do outreach for your small businesses, how do you help them pull that information through to their employees, what tools can you use, because this is one set of information that we can all share and be effective with. Your Chamber of Commerce is a great outlet for this information, even though they might not have the staff to create it all. So we're going to figure out how we share resources across this network to help small business owners do better.
Folks, there are people out there, there are companies out there, there are organizations like Chambers of Commerce. Get some help. Wherever you can go, get some help. These people can help you. But find the good guys, because there are going to be some charlatans out there. Find the good guys and get some help. You need to learn about what's going on with Obamacare, how it's going to affect you. You need to start that right now if you haven't already. I'm going to take a quick break. Steve's going to be with us one more segment. We're going to talk about energy messages 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.